Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work? With strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God, I was on my phone, and I just had to check a quick text.
Wow, I hope it was worth it.
Oh, God, you're, like, acting like my... teacher.
My father.
You're acting just like my father. No, my dad's actually pretty chill about that kind of stuff.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones.
Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The problems can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see?
Molly Hockey and Melissa Stettin?
Yes.
Wow.
I will.
I'm so impressed that you guys know those parts by heart. I thought you were still reading them.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Wow.
I know it sounds
with
like
my own
it.
Eyes. It only took a couple of years, but we did memorize them.
So, guys, we are coming at you from Molly's house in Los Feliz, the backyard.
That's right. So if you hear some ambient traffic noises.
Or ambulances.
Or, yeah, police cars.
Helicopters. There is a helipad nearby. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of helicopter action.
But it's such a nice spring day out, and Molly's yard is looking awesome.
Thanks, Amanda.
How nice. What a luxury to have such a nice yard to just kind of work the soil.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I'm out here every day working this
you
soil.
You are?
No.
Hey, the soil's not going to work itself.
And does someone still live in that trailer?
Yeah, there's an Airstream trailer up back in the corner, and somebody's lived there for, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years.
And does he, and I can cut this out if this is too personal, does he, like, pay you for being on the land?
Yeah, he contributes to the rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I've never met him.
Oh.
You haven't?
I don't. Have
well,
you?
Well, yeah. Let's go and knock on the door right now and see if he's home.
And what does he do?
He's an engineer type person. I don't know what job he has. He's also a student of some sort.
Does he come out here and use the yard, or he mostly stays
not
inside
really.
The Airstream?
He stays in there. And
does he have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Or
he's got all kinds.
He does, so they come in and out.
In and out. Always different.
That is so interesting. And have you been inside?
Yeah, it's cute. It's kind of retro. It's it's fun.
And he cooks in there and stuff?
He cooks in there. His plumbing's hooked up to my plumbing, so he goes to the bathroom and all that stuff.
Wow.
And so when you come out into your yard and maybe he's out in the yard, do you go like, hi, and then you run back in the house or?
No, we chat.
Yeah.
Has there ever been an attraction?
Oh, no.
No.
No offense.
But why?
I'm just not attracted to him.
Is he attracted to you?
Oh, isn't everyone?
That's fair.
True.
That's fair. Well, what a cool little thing to have.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's really neat. And you have the space for it,
and
so
I
that's
have
great.
One more question about it. How did he...
And honestly, I think girls love it because...
It's so interesting.
Honestly, he has girls. Like, I see different girls often.
How old is he?
He's like 50, 45.
Oh, I thought he was going to be...
Probably 45.
Younger.
Totally not 50. Sorry,
you never know. It's hard to tell these days.
And
all
so
the work
how long
people
he's
are
been
getting
living
done.
For like 15 years?
No. Well, I had an ad up years ago looking for a new roommate. There was a picture of my backyard and somebody reached out to me and said, would you consider putting an Airstream in your backyard? That guy did it. It's his Airstream and he lived there for 2 or 3 years. But then this guy moved in when he moved out. It's his friend. So I don't know how long he's been there, maybe 8 or 9, 7, 5
wow.
years.
And he's just happy as a clam.
I think he's pretty happy.
It's like a tiny house.
I think he'd like more space. but okay. But you know, and he's got a good deal.
How much is he?
$580
for a LA. Steal. I mean, when I was sharing, I lived in Thai Town.
Plus, he doesn't do utilities. Pay utilities.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a great deal.
When I was living in Thai Town and sharing the one bedroom, I was paying $450. But you
that's
know,
when we lived in West Hollywood. We were each paying $750.
I know, that's crazy.
That
and we had a two bedroom.
I know.
Well, not anymore.
I know. It was so cheap. And at the time, we were like, oh, it might be a little steep. I think it was like $1,400.
I think you're right. Yeah. And that place was awesome.
Wow.
Remember the manager? What was his name? He drove his little convertible around.
Oh, yeah.
And we went over to his apartment. He made us take his shoes off.
Okay. I don't remember any of this, actually.
You were just pretending?
Well, I had him confused with my manager in Atwater.
Oh.
Mitch. But now I think... I don't remember this guy.
Okay. I remember him. I remember him clear as day.
As long as one of us does.
So, Melissa, do you like that this is happening in the backyard? Do you think that's cool?
I'm really into tiny homes.
You are.
Like that show Tiny Home Hunters or whatever it's called. I think it's cool when people can live in tiny spaces. But the thought of me doing it,
right?
I don't know. Like for traveling around, like I like that people live in like RVs and stuff for traveling. But I think more than a year, I might get claustrophobic.
Yeah. I think if you had outdoor space, it could be okay.
Yeah, there's a whole yard right here. It's quiet.
Yeah, I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah.
If he asked if he would have me.
I mean, he would.
No. He'd have to take Craig and Piggles, too.
That's too many.
He used to have a girlfriend and a lab, a chocolate lab in there.
Oh, they broke up?
Yeah.
They get living in close quarters like that, it's probably, that's hard.
I could do it by myself, but with someone else.
That would be hard.
I shared a studio apartment when I first moved to L.A. It was crazy.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. This has been great. This is our new podcast, Living Situation. So, you guys, do you have any little big ones that are plaguing your mind?
You have something.
Well, I don't know if this is a moral quandary. So, for my wedding, I have not sent thank you cards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's been 4 months, and I keep forgetting, and it's overwhelming, and at this point, do I still send them?
I have a question for you, because you guys asked for charitable donations in lieu of gifts.
Yes.
So does etiquette call for thank you notes for that?
I would think so. I mean, we got...
Well, how do you
cards
know
in the mail that said so-and-so made a donation, like Maria Blasucci made a donation in your name to this charity.
Mm.
And some people did get us gifts.
Right.
Even though we told them not to.
Jerks.
Yeah. That makes everyone else look bad too.
I know.
Well, we were just going to give them to every person who came to the wedding. Like, thanks for coming. Is that what people do? I don't really know.
I don't know if you need to send thank yous to people that didn't get you gifts personally. Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because honest to God, I wasn't even sure. And I don't even know if the card came in the mail that said my name was on it. Because when I made the charitable donation, I don't think it like told me. Like, I don't even know if it said. I don't know how you would know I made that charitable donation.
Okay. We got a card in the mail.
Okay. Because I like did it and I was like, okay, what?
I'm going to Google this. Okay.
Okay.
We have a whole stack of cards of people who made donations.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I remember seeing your name. Or we got emails.
Okay.
I have to admit something very terrible.
What?
Aside from not making a charitable donation, I honestly, and Amanda, I'm really sorry about this. I don't think I've gotten a wedding present for anybody in about ever. I don't think I've ever gotten a wedding present.
Why, Molly? So why don't you do
wedding? I'm jealous.
Maybe. I think it's because
I'm so poor. But
wedding gifts don't have to cost a lot of money.
They don't?
No. You could do something thoughtful. Like I had one friend.
It's usually this. I usually do engagement photos for people for free.
I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a great gift.
But sometimes I don't.
I don't. Just coming to the wedding to
sometimes
me
sometimes it's
like,
hard because it's an expense.
Right.
To fly there or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah. How can I possibly put anything on top of this expense?
What about a card? Do you even give them a card?
I wasn't expecting any cards, and like maybe like 10 or 15 people gave
What's
us cards.
What's wrong with me? Tell yeah. me that's nice.
Uh-huh. I bought a card and then had no, there was no point where I was like, I'm going to give this to them. So there's a wedding card that's not filled out that was intended for you and Martin.
Yeah, I know. People who gave like handed us cards during the reception, I was like, okay, yeah, what do I do with this?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, I can't really find a clear answer online. I mean, my instinct is like probably, I don't know. It's hard for you guys because you also hosted everyone at the wedding. So yeah. You guys like,
yeah. We should be sending you things.
I know. And you things. Yeah.
Thank you for the wonderful
greatest night of your life.
But I do think if you were asking like Emily Post, she's saying like, yes, you need to send thank
yeah.
you cards.
Like I feel it's something that's on my mind that I keep remembering. I'm like, oh fuck, I got to do this.
I don't think anyone will be offended if you send it now late.
Because Tally sent thank you cards immediately after her wedding, because we donated to her honeymoon fund and we yes. got a card like a month.
Shit,
I was like, oh,
I didn't
fuck.
Do shit.
I didn't go. Well, here's another thing. I didn't go to Tally's wedding.
Well, it was in New York. It was.
But yeah. then am I to get her a gift because
no,
I was invited?
No. Not if you don't no. attend.
I mean,
it would be nice because she's a friend.
A, yeah, that's what, you know.
No, it's not expected.
Yeah, it's not all. Expected. I mean, I'm pretty well versed on all the wedding etiquette.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. Like, if
I'll
you...
get you a present.
I mean, if you go to the wedding, you're meant to send a gift.
Yeah. Shit.
But it doesn't have to be from someone's registry.
Right.
But, and also, it's like, we had a couple people who didn't get us gifts. It's fine. Like, it's no one cares. Like, I don't
Do you
need
notice?
A plate from you.
Did
yeah,
you
I know everyone who
did
didn't
you have
it.
A registry?
Really, uh-huh. Amanda? Oh. You really noticed?
I know. Yeah, because I did all the thank you notes. But I wasn't, oh. like, going, like...
She had a checklist.
Shit. I wasn't... Like,
I got a lot of people, too.
I was not, like, upset or offended.
You were just
but
confused.
I just
you
noticed.
Were confused.
Well, I've, you know, I've been waiting. Every day there's a package I go, it must be it. It must be it. That's ladle.
That,
they're
on I'm a ladle. You a ladle.
But no. remember my present?
Yeah, Maria sent the best present.
I sent her a big... One of the things on her registry was just a spoon. And so I had them send it in a big box, like in a huge gift wrap box. And she got it in the mail. And I was there, I think, when you got it.
Oh, yeah. It was just
wrapped
floating around all loose in this Crate and Barrel box.
They didn't put, like, bagging peanuts in there.
No, I think it was pretty loose in there. I had to pay, like, $15 extra just to get it gift wrapped like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was worth it.
Was yeah. it a nice spoon?
I use it all the time. I don't have anything else like it. It was one of those with the plastic where you would kind of use it for baking, kind of to get like the rim of the baking bowl.
Sounds nice.
Ooh, yeah. Silicone?
Yeah. But yeah, silicone. Okay. But yeah, wedding gifts, it's I don't know, all that wedding etiquette stuff is interesting. You know, mm-hmm. it feels like, why are we all doing this? And like a handwritten thank you note, it's like, it really is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Also, it's interesting too that like a wedding is two people, right? But I do feel like the women are usually in charge of the thank you notes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did all of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And why is that exactly?
I don't know.
So you have to hand write them too. You can't just have one and sign it. You can't just have it print out.
I would think that that's going to cause
well,
the older generation.
Like a form letter.
There's a website that Martin uses when he sends people cards. You, I can't remember what it's called, but you write, like you send them your handwriting. Like there's a certain sentences that you write and that has your handwriting put in. And so when you want to send a thank you card, it looks like it's handwritten. Like the cards that you got in your hotel rooms that was like, welcome to...
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to solving Ooh. Blah, 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 blah. Like, they looked handwritten.
Yeah.
Like, we each signed them with our actual
right.
names. And so, Ooh. Like, I could tell just because I know that it's... But it looked really, like...
That's a great idea.
Martin's
so
handwriting.
Could, maybe you just... If you want... I also think, like, if you don't want to send thank you notes and you just want to let it go, it's fine. But there might be some older relatives who are going to, like, be huffing and puffing about it. Especially if they got you gifts. Did anyone get you gifts, like, that were, like, from the older generation?
No.
Then I think maybe it's okay.
I think it's okay. Unless it's eating at you, where, like, every day you wake up and you're like, oh, should I do those? Then it's like, well, what's going to give you more peace of mind to just do them? Or will you be able to just forget about it?
I think just doing them is going to, like, because I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah, then you got
to
just
have to sit
why
down
don't you
do
have
it.
That service do it?
Yeah, I might. But then that
you
feels
hire
kind
someone
of impersonal.
To do it, like me. Hire me to do it.
That could be your gift.
That could be your gift.
Yeah, that could be your gift.
I
write all my thank you cards.
200 hours worth of work.
That's your atonement. Is that the right use of that word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Your atonement for all the
for sins. All the sins, wedding sins.
Yeah, the wedding neglect. Yeah. Well, you guys remember when I did that like GoFundMe years ago for The Bachelor?
Oh, your billboard?
Yeah. The Bachelor billboard. I had one of the gifts or something was like a handwritten card from me at the, like $5 level or something like that. And it was on my mind forever, and I wasn't doing it. I finally did it like over a year later, but I finally did it.
Yeah, but you did it.
And it was over, and I think you might feel better just doing it.
I've donated to a lot of GoFundMes where I never got the thing.
Really?
Me too.
And like, I don't think I care. I don't know.
Oh.
It's not something that I really remember.
Well, I don't care if I get a thank you card.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get one.
I know.
Because you don't send a gift.
Yeah.
That's right.
What are you worried about? But honestly, if I got a thank you note in the mail, I just throw it out. Like,
yeah.
I don't personally really care. I mean, I think what people say about it is that that's how people know you got their gift. So for someone like Maria or for me, like we donated to a charity online in your guys' name. Like I was same situation as you. I gave you guys a card, I think, but I did that because I was like, oh, I don't know. I think I put their information in, so I don't know how they're going to get notified.
Right.
So you want to make sure that your gift was received, especially these days when a lot of stuff happens online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of like saying, I got your gift.
I got you, girl.
I got you, girl.
I see you.
I see you. Yeah, yeah.
I see you. I hear you. I'm with you.
We had a weird situation where we had registered for these like knives online on our Amazon registry. And I saw that like my aunt had bought them, but we never received them.
Oh. What?
So I don't know.
She kept them for herself. She's like, ooh, these are nice.
Well, maybe they got stolen or something.
That's what I was wondering, but I didn't want to. I don't know. I just felt weird about asking. And so I just never said anything.
I think you could have asked.
I should have maybe asked. Yeah,
there's no way she ordered them for herself.
I
through your registry.
I don't know. That would be really weird.
She thought it was her own shopping cart.
I know. I probably should have asked, but I thought maybe what had happened is because they got me this group gift, all of my aunts and my grandma, and they got me a whole bunch of my china. Which was also kind of an old-fashioned thing that we registered for China, but I love my China so much. I use it too. But they bought me a bunch of my China, and then they also got the steak knives. So I think maybe they forgot about the steak knives and they got put like in a closet or something at their house.
Oh, wow.
Is in my mind what happened. But
you got to find them.
Yeah, I mean,
it's okay.
Somebody should be using them.
So I hope someone is.
Get a metal detector and bring it over to your aunt's house.
Yeah.
Go through the closet.
I can't wait to bring that thing out here, that metal detector.
Yeah, I mean, let's make it a party. And everybody could be digging.
Did we talk about that on air?
And then everybody bring their own trowel.
Were we talking about the metal detector on air?
No.
Oh.
Well, what Molly was saying is the people that lived here before.
Yeah, that was on air.
It was?
I don't think it was.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I can cut this out when I look back.
Is it?
But
people will like to know, though.
Molly said that the people that lived here before buried treasures in the backyard worth around $50,000.
No, there's a ring that apparently is worth a lot of money.
And I've got a metal detector, so I'm itching to get over here.
But there's also World War II relics, and I'm worried there's grenades.
Why? Why are there World War II relics?
Yeah.
Because the woman that lived here was dating a house burglar. The place was going to get raided, so she buried a bunch of shit in the backyard.
And
now that guy's in prison.
And he had stolen World War II relics?
I guess so. Because I didn't... The kid... Okay, so the child that grew up here that told me this story, he didn't tell me what they had buried. But he did tell me about this ring. So I always kept my eye open for this ring while gardening and stuff like that. But then I ran into him one day, and he's like, I forgot to tell you. No, I got to back up because when gardening, I found a round iron ball, and I was like, is this explosive? What is this? And then I figured it out. It was a cannonball, a submarine cannonball.
What? So what'd you do with it? Where is it?
My brother took it. It's very, very heavy and solid iron. So then I ran into this guy at the store, and he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, there's World War II relics buried back there too.
Right.
And so that was like, confirmed. Now, what if there's grenades? That's what I'm worried. What if we hit a bomb while digging?
Worth it.
Yeah, worth it.
I don't think that's maybe what... I don't think he stole bombs.
Did they know where in the backyard? It's a big backyard.
No, he didn't know. And he said, if you find the ring, you're welcome to it.
They don't have the coordinates.
Wow. So he's nice loaded.
What a nice guy.
Wow. What? Like, I'm so excited, Molly. We'll have a treasure hunt day.
I do. Yeah. I think that'd be great. Fun. Wait, you hold the metal detector and then you go around and every time it beeps, somebody will have like a party and everybody brings their own trowel. And then you locate the spots and then everybody will be digging.
That's great.
You're getting yourself into trouble though, because you're gonna have to commission all these people. If you find that diamond ring, everyone's gonna...
How about everybody gets a flat fee?
Okay, well,
what if someone puts it in their pocket and it's like, I didn't find anything?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's like on Survivor when looking for the immunity idols.
Remember, were you there at the beach when I had my metal detector and that... I was using my metal detector at the beach and someone came up to me. It was me and Lisa Shields.
I don't know if I was there.
And a person came up to me. They saw us using the metal detector and they said, excuse me, my wife just lost her wedding ring. Can you help us? And we found it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thank God.
I know. Thank God I was there.
Why do people always lose their wedding rings at the beach?
Because their hands are cold and slippery.
Oh.
What that's probably
because they think they're free. They're by the ocean. They take off their worldly belongings and they say, here I am.
Interesting.
Well, I hope whatever you do, Melissa, I hope it works out.
I think you should just do it so you don't have anxiety about it.
Yeah, and I think about it the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, okay, this is the thing. So, like, with my wedding thank you notes, I handwrote them, and I had to, like, specify, like, thank you so much for the toaster.
Right.
I used it just this morning to make avocado toast. Wow, it was so wonderful. But because everyone gave you charitable donations, you could still use that program and make it feel custom. Like, thanks so much for coming and donating.
For the donation, yeah.
And then just sign it.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
Just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
I'll do it.
And take your time.
It'll take me like a year.
Yeah.
One a day.
I think I'll help you. I'll help you as a gift.
Thank you. Your atonements.
We should do our ask.
Yes.
So you guys, this is what's up.
Okay, I just have to say, though, according to etiquette, you have 2 to 3 weeks to send out. No, it says within 3 months of your nuptials.
Yeah, you're right on the cusp.
You're a little late, okay?
You're a little late, but I don't think...
Not that late?
No.
Not that late.
Also, you don't have to do it.
Molly has no dog in this fight. So, you guys, look. We need you. Or do you guys want to do it? So, Molly, I don't know if you listen to the show or not.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know your spiel.
Liar.
You must you donate will. To the Patreon. You will, or else we will stop doing this show. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Melissa, and then
you will write a great review and give us 5 stars. Otherwise, the show will not exist anymore.
You will tell 5 friends about this show. And tell them good things and not the bad parts.
Don't talk about the Godzilla episode.
Yeah.
Was it not good?
People, it was
one of my favorites. Okay, thank you, Melissa.
I was on Twitter with Paul F. Tompkins talking about how great of an episode it was.
Really?
Hi, haters.
Yeah, hi, haters.
This week, because we were a little bit, I'll just say, I am a little bit tired today.
Yeah.
So I was like, what should we do for this episode? And I was like, maybe we just do another Godzilla episode. then we luckily found you ladies.
I'll just read a... Oh, go
no,
ahead, Molly.
No.
I was just going to read a couple reviews.
Ooh, I love this.
Some 5-star reviews. If you guys go on and review, they might get read on this. And I'm going to say that since we've done these male-centric asks, and I call them male-centric because we do them in a very demanding way, which is
like
masculine.
A man. Yeah. Yes.
That we have gotten more Patreon subscribers and more reviews than we've ever gotten before.
Wow. Kidding me.
Yeah.
Because we're doing premium content, and if you guys aren't paying money for this, literally, what are you doing? That it's one latte that you're buying yourself a week, that oat milk latte, if you put that money, make your coffee at home, make your damn coffee at home, give that money to our Patreon, and you're getting two bonus episodes a month.
Oh, my God. Every time you say that, I can't believe it.
Two bonus episodes a month?
I have noticed every podcast that I have listened to since you guys said that, every male podcast, they always up front spend 2 to 3 minutes talking about, go to my website, go to this, I'm on tour, go to this, subscribe to this.
Yeah.
Every single podcast hosted by a man does that.
That's how the boys do it. And that's what I was telling you on Spermcast the other day. I was like, Molly is so nice. She's like, I know that it's really hard.
No, you don't have to donate. You have to be aggressive.
You have to make them think that they've already done it.
If you don't do it, then your frenemy is going to do it.
Yeah. You don't want that,
do you? Need to keep up with the Joneses.
I donate to your Patreon.
That's so nice, Melissa, probably.
Yeah. I donate to both of these. You sure do. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's so great. Thank you, ladies. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Melissa.
And has your life really come up since you started donating?
Yeah.
It's called manifestation. You need to put out money to get what you want in life.
You have to spend money to make money.
Exactly.
I'm very successful because of the dollar I give you guys every month.
That dollar does not go unnoticed.
Thank you. I've never gotten a thank you card for it, though.
That's your wedding gift to me. $1 on my Patreon.
Thanks, guys.
That $12 that she's given you.
Over time, after a couple of years, you should have just bought me the plate. The joke's on you.
The plate.
That adds up.
All right, still do engagement photos if you want.
Maybe next time.
Maybe. Next marriage.
Oh, you can take my pregnancy photos if I ever have a baby.
Yes.
And then you also have to get me a baby shower gift, though, because that's the wedding gift.
I never do.
Baby shower gifts are more important than wedding gifts.
I know, but I always give newborn photos. And in a card.
You give them vouchers at the baby shower, and you go, this is good for one Molly Hockey session.
Yes, that is what I do.
20% off. That's great. That's nice.
I try to make it a gift.
That's very sweet.
I don't have money.
That's very sweet, Molly. That is really sweet.
And you know how much time it takes to do a newborn shoot? 3 hours physically.
That's great.
Because the baby is constantly waking up and screaming and crying, and they have to nurse. And then, I'm not going to talk about it.
No, that's great, Molly. That's great. It's harder. I know. That takes more time than buying a spoon. You know what I mean?
People really appreciate that. And the monetary value of that's hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
It's $350.
There you go.
And do they tip you, though?
No.
They should tip you.
They should send me a thank you card.
Yeah.
They should, and they should tip you.
This is a never-ending cycle. They should send you a thank you card for your thank you card.
Yeah.
Just keeps going back and forth. Yeah, they should tip you. Do you think they should tip her?
I wouldn't take a tip.
I think it would be nice for them to say, try, but if it's the gift, it's the gift, you know?
Yeah, it's a gift. I wouldn't want it.
They give you a voucher.
But if they want me to retouch like 10 photos, no.
Oh, yeah. What about the retouching?
I do it. But
no, Molly, that's too much.
Well, that is too much.
Well, I love babies.
That's too much.
Your work is worth money.
Yeah.
That's true. You need to start charging more.
I know. This is why I'm poor, you guys.
Yeah, you do. You don't ask on your Patreon for more money, and you don't ask for more money for your work. Molly, you could be a billionaire right now.
A billionaire.
Plus all these diamonds in your backyard.
You're diamonds in your backyard.
Sitting on a gold mine.
I bet you that if you started charging more and you forced your listeners to donate to your Patreon, that you would find that diamond ring.
You should start a Patreon for the diamond ring search.
Oh, Lord.
To pay for the time it'll take you to find the diamond ring.
That's a lot of digging.
Those are the rules.
I'll do it.
It's just manifestation. Okay. That's what it is from my understanding of what that means.
Yes.
here's a 5-star review.
Okay.
Yes. Good.
I got you, girl.
Is that what it's called?
That's the title. It's by Mark Laser. I did it. My friend Pam. Quotes. I've never had Vietnamese food before. I wouldn't know what to order. Me. No worries. I got you, girl.
Awesome.
And we had a great lunch.
What?
Oh, we were supposed to do our I Got You Girls assignments. Did you do one?
Oh, okay. So, Molly, you didn't listen. You said you're a listener, but I don't think you are.
Oh, I know.
She has listened.
Yeah.
I've listened to about half.
That's fair.
Okay, let's go.
So, I listened to all of them.
Thank you, Melissa.
You don't have to listen. That's fine.
It's fine.
No, Amanda doesn't listen to my podcast.
But I do hear a lot of it.
You're in it.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, in last... In the Godzilla episode, basically, I said a story about when I was at Disneyland. And sorry for everyone who's hearing this again. I was at Disneyland, and I was behind a woman. It was my little big one. I was behind a woman who had the seat cover from the toilet hanging off her pants. It was like an older woman. And she was there with her daughter, but her daughter had gone to the bathroom with the son.
Uh-huh.
So I knew that the daughter was going to come back and see it and then go like, "Mom, take that thing off." So I didn't say anything because that's such a big thing to say. Like, you've got, it wasn't just toilet paper, it was the seat cover.
Yeah.
And so then the girl behind me tapped her on the shoulder and said, "You've got a little something." And the woman turned around so embarrassed, and she was like beside herself, and the woman behind me literally just went, "I got you, girl." And it was like the perfect thing to say to this woman, because she kept saying it. She kept going like, "Girl, I got you. I got you, girl." It was just this, it was the perfect way to go like, "Don't be embarrassed. Let's move on. I got you."
So did you have then we were trying to say like, that's, we love that. So we're really adopting that phrase, taking it to heart. And then this last week we were supposed to have an "I got you, girl" moment, but I didn't have any. I did tell a couple people they had food on their faces.
Was it Maria?
No, but I was just, I told
you
my husband.
Food all of your face.
I told my husband he had something in his beard, but I didn't say "I got you, girl" to that.
Yeah, I told my mom she had something in her teeth.
But did you say "I got you, girl"?
No.
Not to your mom. So I just didn't have the opportunity really to do it. So this week I'll try and do it.
Yeah, I'll try.
So it's only when somebody, something embarrassing is happening to
it's
somebody?
It's when you help someone out and it's, you want to let them know.
It could be as far, it could be this, if you're behind someone buying a coffee, but although I know our Patreon subscribers aren't buying coffee anymore because
they're making it at home.
But like, say they're short a dollar, you hand them a dollar, you go, "I got you, girl, don't even worry about
it. Yeah, and even if it's a boy?
Then
yeah.
You go, "I got you." No, it's just like, "I got you.
I got you. I got you."
Well, can we say "girl"?
I got you, girl, yeah.
Okay.
But that might be patronizing to him, you know, like, in some way, because it's like, why are you making fun of, like, "I got you, girl." It's like, dude, I'm a dude.
I like this. It's the "I got you" challenge.
It's the I got you challenge.
Yeah, we should start posting.
We challenge five people to "I got you, girl."
Yeah, people should tweet in their "I got you"
Someone did. Someone tweeted in that they had a "I got you, girl" moment. Do you want me to read that, too?
Yeah.
I'll cut out the silence.
Well, I have a question while it's silent. Yeah. Did you feel bad after you didn't help that woman?
Well, that was the thing. I felt bad, but then again, I was like, in my head, I was like, it's going to be more embarrassing for her, for me to tell her than for her daughter to be like, "Hey," or like, just get it. So like, I was just waiting for her daughter to come back. If she would have been alone or something, I would have done it. But I knew their family unit was there together.
Yeah. But looking back, don't you think you should have told her?
Well, now I would. "I got you, girl," for sure. 100% I got you, girl. Her.
Yeah.
Would you have touched it?
No.
No. I might have taken it out without her noticing.
No, Molly.
Why not?
Put it in your purse.
She would have just tugged on it a little bit. Just a little tug on the bottom.
You're stealing from her. What are you taking from me? But it's like one of the most embarrassing things in the world to be hanging off of you. It's worse than toilet paper.
Only if there was like poop on it.
Ugh. Okay, so this is from Ellen Walsh on Twitter. She said, "OMG, a woman next to me tripped and I caught her. She was legit beat red, but I was like, got you, girl."
Yes.
Wow, that's a good one.
That is a really good one.
That's good.
Okay, here's another review. One of my favorite podcasts is from Schnaha. "I love listening to the big ones and I'm driving or doing idle work. Amanda and Maria are hilarious, and I love their dynamics with all the guests. I love that the podcast is structured but still fun and casual. I could listen for hours."
Whoa.
And then there's some more 5 stars. "Fave pod, louder, please. This podcast rules. Maria and Amanda are comedic geniuses."
Wow. Holy shit.
"Five stars for content, but please make it louder. It's so quiet and I don't want to..."
That's multiple people saying louder.
Why is it? Why do the people want it louder?
I don't know.
Because when you're listening in your car, it's low.
It is?
Yes.
Are you adjusting the levels or something?
No, not at all.
No, you're recording at a good level so that it doesn't peak out, but you have to raise it up a little bit afterwards.
Yes, when I'm listening to podcasts and then I listen to yours, it's always way quieter.
Oh my God.
Oh, so maybe you need to turn it up when you're editing
it. I'll turn it up.
Because, I can't record it any louder.
I think it's just when, like, the output, when you're just, might be turned up.
Is it unlistenable?
No. You just have to turn the volume up more than...
I don't have Bluetooth in my car, and so when I'm driving, sometimes I can't hear it very well, and I have to, like, hold it right here.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
No, so you need to do the levels in post. Are you going to try that this time?
Yeah, she's pointing at me with such authority. It's gross.
Listen to this, and then you'll hear it in your recording.
What?
Right. Go. You need to normalize it to -6. Just do
that. Is
that
you telling... I'm editing right now. I'm editing right now, and I just heard Molly tell me...
Normalize -6.
Molly, is that you?
It's me. Hey, Maria.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little help while you're editing.
What are you doing in my computer? Get out. Okay, well, point taken. And see, that's another good thing for reviews, because that was a 5-star review. It was constructive criticism.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
One more, the best. I'm giving this 5 stars because it's the best. If you have any further questions, please call me directly. Thank you. That's what they said.
That's pretty cute. Well, are we ready to go to the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I don't know if I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh my gosh, we have to figure it out what it is before she says anything.
And just so you guys know, this is unabashedly one of my favorite movies. Maybe not one of my favorite movies, but I thoroughly enjoyed watching it.
And
is
you
it the Pelican Brief?
that's one of mine.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's good.
It's a fantastic film.
Tom Cruise, Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have it pinned. Okay, everyone ready?
Courthouse? Ready. Newspaper.
What year did it come out, Maria?
Oh, good one.
I got you. 94?
I would have said that.
Oh. I watched that movie under the best setting. Actually, the only place to watch that movie was in a cabin in the game room in a leather recliner.
Wow. Where does the movie take place? In a newspaper thing?
Louisiana?
Is it a newspaper?
No, you're thinking of that one about with Matthew McConaughey. You're
Mississippi Burning?
I don't know what she's thinking of.
You're thinking of the Lincoln lawyer.
Pelican Brief, she's a lawyer.
Yes. She is.
She's a student, though, right?
Does it have to do with the newspaper?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember a newspaper.
This is a good podcast, too. Naming a movie.
Name that movie.
You're thinking of the movie where... Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
Well, can you just... Someone tell me if there's a newspaper in the Pelican Brief?
I don't think so.
There definitely is someone reading a newspaper.
I was under the impression that it took place in a newsroom, but
no.
I'm wrong.
No, you can't remember. I think you're wrong about that.
No. It's about a folder that she finds, and maybe oil?
Oil?
Ooh, oil. Mm-hmm.
And who's the pelican? Who's the pelican? Who's the brief?
The brief is the folder.
The pelican, it's pelican.
It's about the pelicans getting oil in their...
Oh, is it really?
I don't know.
Feathers,
maybe.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
And Julia has to wash them down with Dawn soap. I'd watch that. Little baby ducks and stuff.
I think it might be about that. But go on.
It's something like that.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
You are a neurotic 30-something man named Wally Mars. Your BFF Cassie Larson hasn't found love yet and wants a baby and has decided to use a known donor to inseminate herself. You offer your sperm, but she says you're too neurotic. She has an insemination party and is going to use the sperm of a handsome athletic man named Roland. You don't like Roland and you think he's a jerk. At the insemination party, you take a pill and accidentally spill Roland's sample in the sink and make the rash decision to replace it with your own semen. The next day, you don't remember. Cassie inseminates herself and then moves away to raise her baby. 6 years later, she comes back to reconnect with you. You meet her child, Sebastian, and he's a tiny version of you, a little neurotic boy. It all comes rushing back to you.
Oh, gross.
Do you reveal to Cassie what you did 6 years ago and risk her being mad at you and losing her forever? Not to mention you're in love with her and she's dating Roland.
What?
Yes.
Did you write this?
Well, I didn't write the movie.
She'd be a millionaire if she wrote the movie.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it's The Switch with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, yes, I've seen this.
Really?
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie.
I like this movie, too.
I really like this movie.
I can't believe this movie exists.
Molly, you have to watch it.
It's based on a short story. And they turned it into a movie, and the marketing was really bad, and it was really funny. Jeff Goldblum's in it, Juliette Lewis, and they're very fun supporting characters.
Jeez, I want to see it.
And it's for anyone who doesn't know, this is specifically resonant for Molly because Molly has a podcast called Spermcast, and she's looking for a sperm donor to inseminate herself.
That's and right. Melissa has been helping her look through the donors.
Yeah.
So yes. So you guys are very you're the experts.
We are experts.
Very
at this.
Relevant to my life.
Yeah. Yeah, she's looked for many donors for other people.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. Weird that people trust my judgment.
Yeah.
I would. I trust your judgment.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So off the bat, first impressions of this whole shebang.
So do you understand? So he, yeah. So they're like best friends. She doesn't want his baby.
She specifically said, I do not want your baby.
I don't want your
because
baby.
Because you're neurotic.
Yeah.
Which is an odd reason to give.
Right. And
but if they're best friends, she must like him.
I think so. But she says, you know, you have, she thinks that she doesn't want a sperm. Yeah. He's a Jason Bateman. I mean, it's a little bit short.
I would take his sperm.
Yeah.
Well, if you had, because
he's not short. I've seen him in person.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean,
the other guy's
Cassie
played...
Larson is kind of a...
Larson. The other guy is played by what's his name?
Patrick Dempsey.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Patrick Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I like Patrick Wilson.
Who's Patrick Dempsey?
I would want his sperm.
Dr. McDreamy. Mm.
He's the dark haired Patrick Wilson.
Yes. He's the brooding Patrick Wilson. He's the goth girls, Patrick Wilson. So if you guys, first off, would you pick as for a sperm donor, Bateman or Wilson?
Wilson.
Wilson.
Why?
Health.
Do you know?
He looks like the epitome of health.
He does.
He is very in shape. I just like, he's more attractive to me. Jason Bateman is very like... basic.
In real life, I'd be more attracted to Jason Bateman.
Sure, but for a sperm
Wilson
donor...
Wilson is too handsome for me. Like, I just don't like them too handsome.
So maybe that's what Cassie's problem was, is it's like, I like Jason, I like Mars, what's his name?
Wally Mars.
I like Wally, but...
Maybe she didn't want his sperm because of his name.
I need to say something about Patrick Wilson.
Okay.
Like, I watched Aquaman.
Yeah. Is he in that?
He's in it, and he's playing a merman.
No, he's not.
And I've never been more
turned
disgusted.
Off. Oh, my gosh.
It's the craziest. I watched half that movie. Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
He plays a merman? Does he have a tail?
Stroking out. Oh, wait, he doesn't? Okay, so the way I'm imagining it, he has a tail, but now I think about it, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't have a tail?
He's just an underwater man.
Does he walk? How is he a merman? Does he walk underwater?
No, he swims around.
Oh, man.
But what are his legs doing? Does he have
legs? They're kicking.
He has legs. So he has a
penis. How is he a merman?
Well, what else do you call
him? He's an Aquaman. He's another one of the Aquamen.
Oh, okay.
The Aquamen.
Okay.
But I've never been more shocked.
And he's swimming.
I don't understand why you were so turned off then if he didn't have a tail.
Okay, imagine Patrick Wilson underwater. His whole face and hair is moving a little bit.
Bubbles come out of his mouth when
he's wearing like white blonde hair, like a Khaleesi wig.
Can we see a picture?
Oh, no.
Do bubbles come out of his mouth when he talks?
I don't even think so.
But I think, you know, as long as he has legs, I can handle
just
it.
Just imagine him floating around underwater.
He has very blonde hair.
Ew.
I can't see his body though.
He looks like
oh god, he's wearing expecting him to be wearing armor. I thought he was going to be bare chested.
He swims like that? Where's his body?
In my mind, he's like one of the mermen in Little Mermaid.
Well, I did get confused, and in my mind, he did have a fin, but I do realize now that that's not right.
How does he swim underwater with all that armor?
Well, that's Aquaman for you. You're going to have to ask him.
So they walk underwater.
No, they float. They
Jason
swim.
Jason Momoa? Was he Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is
Aquaman.
Did
he turn you off?
On.
Oh.
And he's got a beard, though. Was that floating in the water?
Everyone's floating.
So how did they do that, I wonder?
I don't know, honestly.
Do they also walk on land? His beard.
They can go on land, too. Not Patrick Wilson. He's only an underwater boy.
I would enjoy seeing Patrick Dempsey as an underwater mermaid. Honestly. I honestly would. I think he'd be good underwater.
Well, I think I'm taking Bateman's sperm. I'm not really that attracted to Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
He's just he looks like an athlete. I like an athlete.
I also okay, so this is the thing. Okay, so Wally is not only neurotic, he's also pessimistic and self-absorbed.
He's also a germaphobe and stuff.
Yeah. And she doesn't want her best friend's sperm. She thinks that's going to be complicated.
It is complicated.
But she's moving away.
She doesn't know that at first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So off the bat, you know, would you, if you did this thing, that's pretty, I think this movie got a lot of heat when it came out because it's a pretty vile thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, no pun intended.
Oh my God.
But they try to justify it by having him take a pill.
Yeah,
oh,
but
he doesn't
remember
it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it's based on a short story that it forgives it. Because everyone thinks that stories give more leeway to stories than they do to movies.
That's so true. But obviously, it's not a good judgment. It's not moral to switch out the sperm. But once you've done it, do you have an obligation to tell your friend who's already pregnant?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So, yes.
I have a million reasons why he should tell.
Okay, let's hear number one.
Just so that the kid knows who the biological father is.
Okay, number two.
is Cassie, she's single still?
Single.
Yeah. And she's looks like Jennifer Aniston.
But she's not? Oh.
Well, she's playing a character.
Yeah. It's Cassie.
Oh, okay.
It's not Jennifer
Aniston. And does she want to be married or does she want...
She does, but she hasn't found the right guy.
But she's like dating Molly. Roland?
Later she dates Roland.
So she moves away for 6 years. When she comes back, she reconnects with Roland and Roland thinks that Sebastian's his son.
Oh,
but he's looking at this little brown haired kid, this little Dempsey, and he's going, what? That doesn't this look Dempsey. Like mine.
Now, Molly, as an expert, what are some of the other issues that this brings
Any
up?
Any genetic mutations that the dad might have passed on to the kid?
Yeah.
Or maybe the dad is a. Has a lot of alcoholism or anxiety, depression, whatever.
Yeah, he has all
mom
that
would stuff. Mom would want to make changes in the kid's life so that those things might not end up hurting the kid later on.
Cut out sugar.
Gluten-free
or don't
existence.
Let your kid drink.
Or just like, make sure the kid's aware of, you know, I don't know, the dangers of becoming an alcoholic.
Yes.
Yeah.
All children should know that.
I think that there is definitely a way to raise a kid to be less of an alcoholic is what I'm thinking.
Well, you'd want to make sure the kid had the proper emotional tools to deal with triggers.
Thank
and
you for putting the
healthy.
Words to it.
Would want to be an example of healthy lifestyle choices. So maybe don't drink the second glass of Chardonnay, Mom. Go drink it in your bedroom.
But Jen's not doing that. She's drinking her smart water. She's using her Aveeno. And then she's going to bed.
That's right. Or if, you know, the dad carried some sort of genetic mutation, like any of them, cystic fibrosis, or any of those things, maybe she would want to make sure that the kid doesn't have any of these problems that might pop up later on.
Right. So you think
morally, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And even after 6 years, you don't feel like that would maybe ruin everything for her? Yeah.
It would ruin everything for the guy, but fuck him. He's the one that did the wrong thing.
I know. What a dick.
But he was messed up. Yeah. What if he didn't tell her everything would stay the same? There'd be no drama. Ignorance is bliss. I'm a big proponent in thinking that ignorance is bliss.
Then the kid would do 23andMe years later and then find out.
Well, this would be actually an interesting social experiment. Like if I was raised thinking that my mother was like, who's like the epitome of health in a woman? Like
Joan Rivers.
Health in a woman?
Like who's the strongest?
Melissa Rivers. Jennifer Lopez.
I were raised thinking my mom was Jennifer Lopez, I might have confidence thing. And I might think like my mom's Jennifer Lopez. Lopez. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. You know, and then later when I find out my real mom is Keira Knightley.
What's wrong with Keira?
She's just not that strong. Okay, so who's someone you wouldn't want your mom to be?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
No
offense
to Lindsay.
But it's sad that you at 32 still think that Jennifer Lopez is your mom.
J-Lo's like what? Almost 50?
She looks amazing.
She looks stellar.
Betty White is super old. And
yeah.
She is old. Did you have a second part of that thought?
That she could. I'd rather have her as a mom.
Betty White? Betty White can still have children?
No. If she throws her eggs.
You know what the funniest part of this movie, just for the sidetrack city? Will you guys take a ride with me to Sidetrack City?
Yes, please. How much does it cost?
It's free.
Count me in.
Can I bring a plus one?
Of course.
Melissa?
I'm already in.
Okay, are you guys buckled up?
Buckled
up.
Yeah,
let's go.
Should we go?
Meet me.
Here we go. Okay. So my favorite...
Wait, I have to go to the bathroom.
Can you get the sunblock when you're in there?
My favorite part of this movie is that the little boy, because he's like, he doesn't have a father in it, and you can see like he wants more of a family unit. And Jason Bateman starts babysitting him because the mom is working a lot. And so he's in the little boy's room, and he's around his bed. Do you remember this part?
I don't remember.
And there's all these framed pictures. And he goes, who's that? And the little boy... I don't remember this. He's like, that's my uncle, I think, and that's his brother. And he turns it over. I forget how he finds out, but it's the stock photos that you buy in the frames, you know? And the little boy has them all over his bedroom, but he thinks they're his family.
That's so sick.
Wait, did the mom let him do that?
Yeah. He likes to buy the frames with the people in it and put them around his...
What would you do, Molly, if your kid wanted to do that?
Absolutely not.
Really? Well, it's a nice use of imagination.
Okay. If he drew on them or something, did something fun with them.
Oh, that's
otherwise
fun.
You'd tear them down.
I would replace it with something the kid would be more interested in.
Pictures
dinosaurs.
Of you.
Pictures of me.
Dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs. Yeah, it's all about replacing things.
Let's switch sides for a minute and put ourselves in the shoes of Cassie Larson.
Oh, God,
the Louboutins.
I'm already there. Oh, it feels good. It feels good at the top.
Would you ever forgive your best friend if you found out that they did this?
Ooh, yeah. Well, yes, the father of your child. Yeah.
I know, but wouldn't you feel so betrayed?
Yes.
He did forget until this moment, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he forgot until this moment.
Until
he meets the kid, but then it takes him a while to spill the beans.
And it all comes back.
Oh, he doesn't remember like the day. No, he doesn't remember the day after.
It's unclear. I think he thinks something weird happened, but he doesn't.
That's different. If he remembered it the next day and has been holding on to this for 6 years and didn't say anything, that's fucked up. But if he just realized, shit, this is... I mean, and the guilt would like...
If it's an honest-to-goodness mistake, then I would be able to forgive
him. How could that be a mistake?
Because he was high on whatever pill someone gave him.
I know, but is that, I mean...
No, it's
not. He was also already telling you he didn't like your donor, and he was wanting to donate, and so it obviously came from a place... He still did it, even though he was on a pill.
Sure.
But if she loves the kid, obviously, and if the kid's great and it doesn't have any problems, then I don't see the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, the kid is neurotic. Is neurotic like code
There's
for something?
Therapy for that.
It just means they wash their hands a lot.
Oh.
Put him on some Lexapro.
I would totally forgive him, but I'm just too forgiving of a person.
You would forgive him?
Yeah.
I would call the police and I would have
really?
Him.
Why?
What would sent to jail?
For really? What?
Yeah, I would say this man swapped out my sperm.
So, what can we do about
it? Easy, but over time, he's your friend.
Okay, but Amanda, hold on a second. Back up. Can we back up? Because right now you're thinking this is just a guy. What if this was you didn't marry Matt, right? Matt was your best friend, right? And then you moved away. And you came back, and now you're starting to see the sparks fly or whatever. And Matt's the one who did it.
What sparks?
That you love Matt.
That's not really what's happening, though. She falls in love with him later.
She does. They fall in love.
Later, though, I think he tells... Oh, yeah, they are. Sparks are flying. Ugh, I guess by that point, maybe you're kind of happy about it.
Yeah, I think by that point, you love the kid. And plus, you like the guy a lot. If that's Matt, you like the guy a lot. And you trust him. And you know that he didn't do this with malice in his heart.
If it's Matt? If it's Matt?
Oh, my God. I've never seen this... Amanda's pontificating. She's touching leaves.
If it's Matt, I would have wanted that sperm from the top.
Okay. Well, that's...
So it's someone else. Who's someone else that I've kind of had a will they, won't they with for a while?
Oh, my God. You still have a will they, won't they?
Don't we all? Yeah. Oh, she's always got a will they, won't they.
Like my friend Johnny.
No.
Johnny. Let's use Johnny, though, okay. Because they are very, very close. Can you imagine saying no? Like, I hate you, Johnny. I can't believe you did this, you fucking asshole. I'm sending you to the police. Sending you. Go to the police.
Get in your car and drive to the police now. And you guys know Johnny. It's Johnny Mays from the podcast.
I would not be able to look at him ever again if I found
out
he did
that. But you'd see him in the eyes of your son.
Oh. I mean, I think it's kind of wild that you guys aren't more upset.
If I was Cassie, I mean, it's a pretty cool story. You could probably like get a book deal out of it.
Yeah, you could.
Melissa's such an entrepreneur.
Say it. Take advantage of, you know.
You take advantage of the situation. Yeah. If you're Cassie Larson, that's exactly what you do.
I know. I don't think I'm not getting with him. I'm pissed. Maybe I'm pissed.
But he didn't know.
He did it. He still did it. Just because he made a series of bad choices.
He wouldn't have done that if he was sober.
It doesn't matter to me. Is that an excuse for you guys? Like, if someone...
I would be angry for a while.
Yeah, it wouldn't be easy, but it would take like 6 months probably for you to...
Okay, oh, right, but you were... I thought you guys were like, no big deal. I mean,
oh, no, not no, no big no, deal, no, no, but no. We would... It wouldn't take years.
I'd
it
be
would
nauseated.
Just, yeah, it would be... crazy. I would have to go to therapy.
Yeah,
like it would disrupt my whole life.
But then later you'd marry him.
Well,
it depends.
If
I was like okay with it,
could you love someone that did that even if it was in a time where he was not himself?
Also, what pill? It just says he took a pill. Was it like ecstasy or something?
I don't know what it was, but it was something that makes you forget.
I did. I've seen it a long time ago, so
I can't remember.
But also, this
could have just been drunk.
I think it was a pill.
He specifically took a pill.
And it was at her party and it was given to him.
I don't know how he was able to jerk off that fast in the...
Diane Sawyer.
What?
He had a picture of Diane Sawyer and then he jerked off. I know, it's a funny movie.
Does it also show Patrick Wilson jerking off?
No, unfortunately. Darn. I'm sorry. Do they show that in Aquaman?
In Aquaman, yeah, there is a scene.
In the underwater bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, it's God. Very actually interesting.
What's that like underwater?
Well,
you've never jerked anyone off underwater?
It's less of a minnow and more of a barracuda.
What?
A barracuda? Should we do a little, just to see how hard this is, should we do a little role play as to the coming out with the information?
Yeah, definitely. So we have...
there are a lot of us here.
Yeah, so we have one. Who wants to be Cassie?
Not me.
Do you want to be Patrick Wilson? You kind of look like him.
Oh, yeah. We need a Patrick Wilson. We need a Jason Bateman. We need a Cassie.
Okay, I think I should be Jason Bateman because
of your humor.
Yeah, because of my sense of humor.
You're Jason Bateman.
So you're sharp wit.
Okay, I can be
Melissa,
Roland.
Do you want to be Cassie?
Sure. And then I'll be the waiter.
The kid. Wally.
You can be Patrick Wilson or the kid.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Okay, then I'm Patrick.
So you're Patrick Wilson. I'm
Jason
Bateman. You're
Cassie.
And you're the child.
The waiter.
Okay, and we're at dinner. Cassie and I are at dinner.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you guys are,
because we're dating.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, and then you're going to come in?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay, and I'm at dinner too, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
What's the kid's name?
Sebastian.
Really?
Yeah. I know, whoever did the names on this movie was really knocking it hard of like, this is what this character is. His name is Wally.
Wally Mars.
You all can't see it, but Amanda rolled her eyes. All right, and action.
Bass, what are you having?
Bass? Oh, Sebastian! I'm gonna have the bass.
You had bass last night.
It's the only thing I like. I'm neurotic.
Yeah, right. Leave him alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Roland, leave me alone.
Hey, Bass, what's the matter, bud? I thought we were having a good time tonight.
Just let me sip my iced tea.
All right. Hey, did you wash your hands?
Of course I washed my hands. I have my Purell right here.
Wow, you guys are so alike.
Hey. Hi. Oh, Cassie.
Hey,
Cassie.
Patrick.
Wally.
What are you doing here, bitch?
I'm Jason Bateman. I'm Wally.
Is psycho.
Oh, Wally, what are you doing here, man?
Oh, yeah, I just,
We're having dinner.
Yeah, I was on a business dinner over there. Oh, my God, Cassie, you look amazing.
Do you want to join us?
Yeah, oh, that'd be,
is it
yeah,
okay,
actually,
Patrick?
He just left, so I'd love to just, I'll just pull up a chair.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure.
Hi, man, how's it going?
Nice to see you, dude.
Oh, that's quite a grip. Take it easy. Hey, Sebastian.
Yeah?
What's up?
Could you not touch my hand, please?
No, I don't like to shake hands really either.
Be nice.
No, Bass. I don't want to.
Be nice.
This is my very good friend.
Wally. Hi, do you want a little hand sanitizer?
I'd love some.
Hey, dude, that's a pretty cool Star Wars t-shirt.
Thanks. I love the Force.
Oh, yeah, cool. I love Star Wars.
Do you like Star Wars, Roland?
Oh, hate it. It's the worst.
Yeah, he doesn't like sci-fi. He likes rom-coms.
Oh, 27 Dresses. Is that what it's called?
Oh. The Devil Wears Prada. Like, he's really into
That's my fave, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, we should watch that tonight.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
That'd be awesome.
What's wrong, Wally?
I just remembered something. Oh, shoot.
Cut to Wally and Cassie on the couch.
Cassie, there's something I need to tell you.
What is it?
You know when you had that insemination party?
Yeah, what is it? What's wrong?
Babe, you coming to bed anytime soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 second.
God, I fucking hate it.
What were you saying?
When I was going to the bathroom, I spilled Roland's sample.
What do you mean by sample?
His load.
What do you mean by load?
His semen.
Semen?
I spilled it.
What do you mean by semen?
His jizz.
Oh, his jizz. Wait, you spilled his jizz?
Cassie, you're sick. You're just trying to get me to say jizz, and you weren't going to stop until I got there. You're sick.
Guilty.
You're a sick woman. And it washed down the sink, and then I replaced it with my jizz.
Is this a prank?
I'm dead serious, and I feel really bad about it.
Wait a minute. If that sperm went down the sink, then whose sperm went up my sink?
No.
That'd be mine.
No.
So Sebastian's...
No.
You like it.
No.
My kid.
What is going on?
How are you feeling right now?
Babe,
I shut up.
I'm just wondering if you've seen my Bowflex.
And see,
so Melissa, what was the? Were you mad?
You didn't tell her that you didn't remember until just now.
But I didn't remember until just now.
You did not remember until just now that you jerked off in a vial.
I took a pill.
You can imagine them pitching this, but why does he do it? Well, he takes a pill.
You took a pill? You took a pill, Wally?
I did. You know me. I never take pills.
It's true.
Is he from New York?
I think he is.
I don't know.
But okay, so impressions.
That was good. That was, everyone really got in their character.
It started off real rocky, though.
I think it ended rocky, too.
Yeah. I would be concerned.
Yeah, there is definitely...
I don't know if I would not believe him, maybe.
You'd have to go straight for genetic testing.
I'd be like, well, how do you remember now? It happened 6 years ago. Why are you remembering this now?
But then you could see the kid, and then you just know that it was
Bateman's. You get like a montage of like the times where the kid does the same exact thing.
Do they do that in the movie?
I don't think so,
you
but...
should make movies, Mel.
Both watching Star Wars
at the same time.
You should watch The Switch, you guys. It's really good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'll have to rewatch it.
Okay, so you guys are forgiving him and I'm sending him to the slammer.
But it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take a while, but this is only under the condition that he was in a mental state It's like if someone did a crime of passion, you know?
You'd forgive that?
Yeah.
What if they murdered you?
Well, I wouldn't be there to forgive.
Exactly.
They murdered someone else?
If it was a crime of passion...
You could forgive that?
The courts do.
Well, not really. You do still they? Serve time. It's just manslaughter. Or second-degree murder.
Right. Yeah. That's not first-degree murder, so it's lesser. So
yeah,
it's not...
but it's still bad.
Well, isn't that what he's in for in the Shawshank Redemption? And he's not so bad. Tim Robbins.
Right. Well, it's obviously... This is now bringing me back to that Matthew McConaughey movie. that
Which
I couldn't remember the name
That's
of
not the Pelican movie.
Earlier. It's the
the
guy. No, it's the he's a lawyer.
That's
it's
the Lincoln Penn. Lawyer.
No, no,
That's
no.
Matthew McConaughey's in Dazed and Confused, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. I was talking about my own that I was talking about.
Contact.
Actually, this is maybe too heavy for us to even tackle.
Why?
Okay, so it's not Lincoln Lawyer.
Not?
This is heavy.
It's called A Time to Kill.
Oh,
it's a black man accused of murdering two white men who raped his 10-year-old daughter.
Ooh, that's
okay,
dark.
This
wow.
is really
is Sandra
dark.
Bullock in it?
I would murder them.
Yes. It's no. It's no. It's Sandra Bullock. Yes. And
what is she like six down?
And Ashley Judd. Okay, so Our this wrist. Is Matthew McConaughey gives
Let
like the
this.
Craziest monologue.
96.
8.
7.
96. She was
wow.
right.
Wow.
Damn, girl.
Wow.
I okay. can see it. I can see it so clearly.
So, do we have a Dear Big One?
Yes, of course.
So we're
I sent it to
time.
You. I emailed it to
we
you.
We resolved that, yeah.
Okay.
I emailed it to you.
Okay. Let me see.
Scroll,
I have
scroll,
you blocked.
Scroll.
So I have to...
Very funny.
Okay. Dear Big Ones, I'm a gal living and working in the diverse, dreamy, and notoriously difficult to date city of San Francisco. My boyfriend is 39, soon to be 40, and I'm 28, soon to be 29. I'm a relatively attractive and mildly successful gal in tech, and he's a brilliant, handsome devil, albeit a bit of an oddball. And we've been in an exclusive, monogamous relationship for a year and a half.
Hold for plane.
That's a helicopter. That's a police.
Is it? They're
Whoa.
Coming to get Amanda's sperm donor.
Oh, no. Watch out, Jason Bateman.
House keys have been exchanged. We spend all of our free time together, important holidays included. Have met the parents the whole nine yards. Here's my dilemma. Amongst a couple of red flags, a big one that sticks out to me is his extreme unwillingness to consistently communicate, specifically his feelings for me. The man won't tell me how he truly feels, for the life of him. Getting him to say I love you feels like giving a cat a bath. Writing me a heartfelt note and a greeting card is allegedly painful for him to do, so much so that my Valentine's Day card came a whopping 10 days late, after having a beg for him to do it. To add insult to injury, he purposefully spelled my name wrong on the front of the envelope.
Oh my God.
And one of the four sentences inside the card reads, I appreciate when you try to make dinner. Negging me on what is supposed to be a love note, what gives? Despite these aforementioned red flags, since our very first date, I thought to myself that this is the man I'm meant to marry. But sadly, things like this make me feel unsettled and unsure. Amanda and Maria, how important is it for a romantic partner to communicate their feelings for you and write you love notes? Irrevocably yours, T.
Oh,
can
well,
I get a quick question? In the beginning,
yeah,
did
yes.
you say that they are happy together all the time?
Yeah, she doesn't really say. So she says their ages and they are both have professional careers. And they've been in a relationship for a year and a half and they spend all their free time together. She doesn't say if they're happy otherwise.
How old is the guy again?
39.
He's 39,
40,
and she's about to be 29. So they have a 10-year age gap. Yeah, it just seems like she doesn't say it, there's any other red flags other than this. So what are everyone's thoughts? I have strong thoughts, but
go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if they, first of all, I want to say couples therapy, I think would really benefit you guys. Mm-hmm. I also think reading up on the love languages.
That's
would really
right.
help
what are those?
You.
What are those again?
So there's words of affirmation, which it seems like this woman, or is this a woman or a man? This woman or man wants. Oh, yeah. She says she's a gal. I'm a gal. Okay, this woman wants words of affirmation. Then there's gifts, which can be, you know, gifts of sentimental value or whatever. And then there's physical touch, which is like acts of affection. And then there's acts of service, which means like that's one of mine. So that's like making coffee, maybe taking my car to get a car wash.
Taking your car to get a car
wash? Yeah, like doing acts of service is a love language of mine.
But it's your car.
Yeah, like if someone went out of their way to like go be like, hey, you want me to go take your car for a car wash? Like that would mean so much to me.
Oh, but I thought you were saying you take it to go get a car
wash. No, I wouldn't. No, someone else doing
it. I thought you were doing it for your car.
So when you say love language, it's what you appreciate, not how you express your love.
Those can be different, but a lot of times the way you want it is how you're also able to give it. Uh-huh. So it sounds like this guy struggles with words of affirmation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you say that if he fulfills another one of those couple of those other things, that he is, in fact, invested in this relationship and loves her as well, but is not able to use his words? If those other things are not fulfilled, would you say that he's a...
Yeah, then he might be
POS?
A dud. Yeah. Yeah, I think that if he's doing other things that express love for you, that it's probably what he likes. He's expressing it that way. Like, is he super affectionate? Does he do a lot of stuff for you, like the acts of service? Does he, like, go all out and give you big gifts sometimes? Like, that stuff might be the way he shows love. But there's obviously, regardless, they have a communication issue.
Yeah, that's the big... I mean, it is a big deal when people can't communicate with one another. I mean, that's why wars start, honestly. It's like, if you can't communicate, then you really, you know, the foundation is shaky. And so a lot of fights and everything start from just miscommunication. So if you don't have that under control, then, you know, you're setting yourself up for some rocky times. That's not to say that it can't. I mean, it seems like if he really loves you, then going to couples therapy or figuring out why it's so hard for him. You know, some people, it just doesn't come naturally to them. And some people feel really embarrassed. But if it's something you want and you need, then he needs to learn how to facilitate that for you.
I agree. I was horrible at communicating in, like, all my relationships until the one I'm in now, where, like, not so bad as I wouldn't write cards or, like, 10 days late, but, like, I just... didn't really know how to do it. Or like I kind of felt embarrassed doing it or like saying my feelings, whereas Martin is like so good at all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I've definitely learned how to do it within the past like 3 years. It's just something you have to teach yourself. It's not, and didn't come naturally to me. Like no one hugged me as a child. Like no one did anything nice for me, so I had to, that was just my natural state, was like, I'm like, oh, that's like, it's weird. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
But now, like, I like hugging people. I like, I feel like I've just changed. And he's, the guy's how old? 38?
Yeah, 39. He's 39.
I mean, he can do that now. Like, start doing it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes to all of what you're saying. But the alternate of this is that he's just not feeling it as much.
Yeah.
And that's that. I was in a relationship like this for a very, very long time and fought really, really hard for it. And the guy loved me, but he wasn't the right person for me.
He was on Spermcast, right? That guy?
Dan.
Is he in a relationship now?
Uh-huh.
And does he act that way toward...
Yeah, it's the same type of
same
relationship.
Same type of thing.
It seems
so,
like to
but
me.
That to me feels like it's like, it, for sure, you probably, he wasn't the right person for you. But like, I think... he also added to that by not working on himself and being able to give you what you needed. Because all that takes is a little work. Like, relationships are work. Like, it doesn't, it's not like you fall into a relationship and you're like, well, this is perfect, let's go. It's like, it's constantly kind of trying to find a balance between two people. And so if someone's, you know, if she's happy for the most part in other parts of the relationship and she really does love this guy, then, you know, of course you need to figure out if he's on the same page as her, but if he is, then he needs to be aware that he does have to not change, that's such a bad word to say in a relationship, but he does have to work at what he's not good at.
Well, I think, yeah, I actually think that's an interesting point, Molly, is like, you, this person needs to figure out what it is. So if it is that he's not invested in the relationship and this is part of that, that's probably a big problem that can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. But I think if you said to this guy, like, also, I don't know, it's not clear to me how much she has communicated to him that this is important to her.
Well, right. She told him, she said she begged him for that Valentine's Day card.
Right, but are you
I
saying...
I used to have to do that shit.
Yeah,
it's
see, that's
bullshit.
Not okay.
Yeah, that's not okay.
But if you, and also,
then he fucking made a joke out of it by writing her, spelling her name
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I know, which
okay,
is not
that's
cool.
Crazy.
No,
that's
I
crazy.
See, I do think that he's having a bad attitude about it.
Yeah, he does
so,
have a bad
but,
attitude.
So it's...
But that can come from fear.
But I think that if you want to stay in this relationship and he's a... You can, you know, he loves you, and you need to go to therapy with this guy. Mm-hmm. And if he'll go with you with a good attitude, mm-hmm. then I think you guys can totally work through it. Because it might be that when you hear him talk about, like, I love you so much, this is just not the way I personally show love, you might be able to understand that. Mm-hmm. And so you won't get mm-hmm. your feelings hurt when he doesn't do something super sentimental, but you'll go, oh, wow, but look, he's out there like washing my car.
He's like, washing a man's
you know what
car.
I mean? As long as you understand where he's coming from, or he might go, oh, I see she really needs this. Yeah. So I'm going to step up and do this for her. But if he says no to therapy,
that's
I mean,
a ditch it.
And yeah. he's 39 yeah. years old. He should know yeah. how to communicate yeah. by now.
He has to, whether he, okay, so it's one thing to not be doing it now, but to not want to work to get on common ground with you, whatever that may be. It doesn't mean he has to change. It means that he has to let you know why he doesn't do that stuff, and for you to understand that, and for you to tell him why you need it. If he can't do that, then yeah, this isn't gonna
or if he
work.
Dismisses how you're feeling as like silly or like why do you need that, you know, I love you, why do you have to say it all the time? That's not okay.
Or yeah. or the thing that my ex used to say all the time was like, I was going to do it, but now that you said that you want
bullshit.
Me to do it, now I don't want to do it anymore.
That's, right.
That's so fucking
garbage.
Juvenile.
Yeah, what are you, 10 years old?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what
I
to
mean,
do.
I don't know if your man does that, but...
But don't you think if he says no to therapy, then she's got to ditch
yeah.
him?
Well, they've only been together for a year, so it might not be...
A year and a half.
Yeah, but that's important. It's important to get this figured out, because it would be one thing if she was like, he doesn't do it, but that's okay. But it really does matter to her, and that's fine. You should find someone that... is able to do, you know, fulfill
yeah,
your needs.
Yeah, that's important to her. Don't settle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does a couple do if one person's love language is affirmations?
Car washing. Mm-hmm.
And the other person likes to, their love language is touch or whatever. How do they reconcile that? Do they learn to communicate? Do they learn?
Well, I think...
And for anybody listening, mine's touch.
Is it?
I think so,
you
probably.
Like receiving?
I need a touch.
You do. See, that's not mine
that's
at all.
That's not mine at all.
I
touch
like touch.
Me.
No,
I need
touch
back
me.
Rubs and,
oh, yeah.
and tickles and, yeah.
Ew.
That's Martin's, but that's not mine.
I like getting gifts.
Yeah, me too.
Interesting. I'm
who
not
doesn't?
Gifts. I'm more acts of service and touch and Matt.
Oh, acts of service is really
service
nice.
Is great, yeah.
Matt is, he might not say this, but I think his is gifts and his is words of affirmation.
He likes to receive.
And what's words of affirmation? Like you're
like,
doing okay.
I know I love free. You. Any sort of show, like what this girl wants. Words
yeah,
of
I
affirmation.
Need that. Yeah.
Right.
A sentimental card, a compliment.
But isn't it normal to have a little bit of all of them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I do think some people have a really strong one. Like it sounds like she really needs you to like say that you love her and that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like if I didn't get a Valentine's Day card, which I don't think, like Craig and I don't do that, but that's not a big deal at all to me because I'm like, it's not that, it's not my birthday or whatever.
Yeah,
like, it's not that
either.
Big of a deal. And so we're both on the same page about that. And if I was like, Craig, you need to do that for me, he would do it because he'd know it was important to me. But it's like, if one person thinks one way and the other person thinks the other way, then yeah, I can see that being.
Yeah. And so I think the way around it, if you guys have different love languages, like really different ones, and there's not like a, someone won't come around, it's either that you communicate about it and you both step up to the plate for the other person and say, well, this isn't how I show love, but I know you want this, so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person says, there's just no way I can tell you I love you and write you a card, like, it's not how I was raised. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. Then you have a choice to make. So you either go, okay, I can live without that because he shows me his love like this, mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. going to reframe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to reframe the situation and like be okay and live like this. Or no, I really need this. So bye-bye. Those
yeah.
are the options,
great
right?
Advice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay to say bye-bye sometimes.
It is okay to say bye-bye.
It's good for you.
Bye-bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Just another play in this game for two.
But this guy, I will say, he sounds like he's being a little bit of a jerk about it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying off the bat.
It's not that he's not doing it. He's, like, doing it and, like, being mean about it.
But, like, don't you guys think therapy or bust on this?
I don't know about therapy. I mean, if he's willing to try. I just know.
If he's not like, I'm not doing that. If he's like,
then
this is important to you, I will try. Then that's good. And if he doesn't go through with it, then maybe if he researches
the love, what are they called?
The love languages.
I almost said love letters.
Don't really want to be a fool. Just another player in the game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no life. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Bye. So, you guys, did you have a good time?
Yeah, thank you.
The best. So, Molly, where can people listen to Spermcast?
Oh, they can find Spermcast wherever they get their podcasts.
And what a journey you've gone. So you've done it for about a year and a half now, right?
No, just exactly a year, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
There's about 50 episodes, and it started with season one, Insemination. Season one was The Search. Season two was The Insemination. Season three is Starting Over.
Right.
And, you know, no, I mean, I'll give you all the spoilers.
Yeah, go, well, yeah.
On your
just,
Patreon.
Yeah,
because
you can start. Yeah, on your page thing.
No. Okay, if you want to,
no,
you can donate
Molly.
To me.
Molly. You will join Molly's Spermcast Patreon. You will.
No, but listen. I don't mind giving spoilers. You can start on season three, which starts in a week or two. No, a couple weeks. But season three is Starting Over because I ended up getting my donor and then I got pregnant and then I had a miscarriage. And that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm starting over. Season three.
And Amanda's the producer on that.
Yeah, she's my co-host producer.
Yeah, co-host producer.
And Melissa...
It's funny you call me a producer because I really don't... I just kind of go to the interviews sometimes. But it's fun to have...
Yeah, but you let me use your sticks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sticks.
I lend out my sticks.
You plug in, you press the buttons and stuff.
Yeah, you check the levels and your headphones. Yeah,
you just hand her sticks. She thinks they're microphones.
Yeah, but I do all the editing.
Recorded. These record, sticks. Amanda? Yeah, go right ahead. There's nothing on there. And Melissa, you've got a thriving pin company. You really do. It's pattylapel.com. And you guys, if you're into pop culture, hello.
Go to the Instagram.
That's right.
And you could buy.
It's so great.
It's so great.
I mean, many of these pins.
Name a couple. Yeah. Let's name a couple.
Oh, well.
I have the What About Bob one.
It's a Blockbuster Video, or is it
the Blockbuster Video of We Got Mrs. Doubtfire out right now?
What's the What About Bob one?
Oh, he's on the sailboat.
You're kidding. I didn't know you had that one.
Yeah.
That's a really cool
and,
one.
What's the
you have
Riggins, your life?
Tim
what's
Riggins.
Your life?
Oh, Defending Your
defending
Life.
Defending Your Life.
I love... So what's your Defending... That's my favorite movie.
It's just him and Meryl.
They're like hugging like...
Then also, Melissa has a show coming out with Erios.
That's right.
Called Web Crawlers. It's so exciting, you guys. And Molly's actually editing it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So Spermcast is going to be on Erios, too.
Spermcast will be
true?
On Erios?
I think so.
Okay. You play your cards right.
Yeah.
You get more Patreon subscribers.
Come on, guys.
You get your own sticks. We'll get you brand new sticks.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Recording Web Crawlers.
Yeah. So you do that with Allie Siegel.
Very funny lady.
It's a lot of fun. So you guys stay tuned for that.
Very excited.
Yeah.
So we've all got things going on.
I got a lot of things going on in my life.
Hell yeah. So many things.
I'm so busy. I don't even have time for this.
Oh, God. She can't get out of the Bateman.
I'm going through this Patty LaPel. I've already put 100 pins in my cart. I'm blowing all my Patreon money on pins.
Well, guys, you can. Oh, where can people find you?
Oh, personally, Molly Hockey.
Instagram,
Twitter.
Same thing. Melissa Stenham, I'm on the internet.
She's all
Hockey
over the place.
Hawkey is H-A-W-K-E-Y, by the way. And Stetton is S-T-E-T-T-E-N.
Yeah.
And you guys can follow us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter. And you can email us your dear big ones at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. And if you join our Patreon, then we get to more listener big ones through Patreon, and you have, you know, special email for Patreon. So for as little as a dollar a month, you could be that much closer.
Wow.
To our brains.
Wow.
All right, that's how much we cost. A dollar for our thoughts.
Yeah, there you go. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening, too.
Thanks for having us. Oh.
Damn it, Molly. We have to start all over.
Sorry. Sorry. From the beginning?
Yes. Thanks so much for listening to
The Big Ones.
On the big screen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.